We have always had a strange love-hate relationship with wetlands. We may wax poetic about the moss-draped cypress trees in the moonlight and thrill to the sight of a huge alligator slithering off the banks of the bayou. But at the same time, we also fear the dark, impenetrable reaches of the swamp and curse the boiling clouds of mosquitoes that hang over the water. Bad vapors drift out of the swamp, a miasma that sickens those who live nearby. Before the advent of modern medicine, residents believed that these vapors could literally make you sick. Early settlers in New Orleans often awoke to the sound of cannons being fired in the vicinity of Canal Street in the hopes that their sulfurous smoke would cleanse the air and prevent malaria and other diseases. We usually fear what we do not know and what we do not understand. Wetlands have always been pictured as dark, damp, and dismal, places of evil deeds, the lair of pirates and thieves, homes of snakes and vermin, haunts of werewolves, vampires, and voodoo queens. We get bogged down or mired in our work when we can't make any headway. When we have too much to do, we say that we are swamped. The word swamp shares a common origin with the word sump, which is a hole or pit where you dump nasty things you don't want to deal with, like a cesspool. The word boogeyman may be derived from the word bog, swamp thing. Featured in Marvel comics and cartoons is a cultural icon born out of this conflict. Trapped in the body of a shambling monster, forced to live in the darkest recesses of the swamp, he fights against the forces of evil before slinking back to his dark sanctuary. But wetlands are economically and ecologically valuable in many ways. Wetlands support an abundance of life. Many plants, like cypress and tupelo trees, are specifically adapted to wetland habitats. There are relatively few invertebrates, however, that can survive in this habitat, although several species spend at least part of their lives in swamps. Some fish, like gar and bowfin, are permanent swamp residents. The most common species in stillwater swamps are fish that can gulp oxygen by sticking their heads out of the water. Fish like the mosquito fish, and fish that can otherwise tolerate low oxygen levels. Many other species of fish use a swamp as a nursery for juvenile fish or move into swamps to feed during periods of high water levels. Unlike other vertebrates, reptiles and amphibians are superbly adapted for life in the swamp. Alligators, cottonmouths and other snakes, lizards like the skink, and lots of frogs live in the swamp. Birds are also important members of the swamp community. Predators like the barred owl or the marsh hawk or the red-tailed hawk are commonly seen flying through the swamp. Several passerine species, perching birds, can be found in the swamp. Birds like warblers, woodpeckers, and wrens. Wading birds, ducks, and other water birds are specifically adapted to a wetlands environment. Wading birds commonly locate their huge nesting colonies in the swamp where many potential predators can't reach them.